Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Loan forgiveness roadblock.
The Fifth Circuit has held that it's an illegal program.
Lawmakers push to avert rail strike.
It's not something we relish doing, but it's something that we have to do.
Morning, Idaho college students.
It's hard that we are without these four beautiful kids tonight.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A federal court has rejected a bid to put President Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness plan back on track. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says it's the latest in a string of legal setbacks on this.
This means that the program will not be implemented right now. This is obviously a blow for President Biden's debt relief plan. It's a safe bet that the Biden administration will appeal this ruling to the Supreme Court. The court is already considering a similar challenge to the program that started in the Eighth Circuit.
The program would offer up to $20,000 of debt relief to millions of qualified borrowers. It has drawn sharp Republican criticism. The House has passed bills designed to avert a rail strike. As CBS's Scott McFarlane reports, attention is now on the Senate.
For Charles Hawkins and the hardware store he manages in Washington, this is crunch time. Holiday sales keep them profitable.
We pretty much wait the entire year for this.
Even the smallest interruption or inventory shortage can rattle the business, much less a large supply chain disruption from a railway labor strike.
Once things start to sell, you need to replenish. So it's very, very important to actually be able to get things delivered.
A nearly century-old law gives Congress the power to resolve labor disputes involving the nation's railroads.
The joint resolution is passed.
The House voted on a bill to force through the latest offer to rail workers. That deal includes 24% raises over 5 years and some bonus payments, but does not include the 7 days of paid sick leave for which some unions have been fighting.
Our members told us sick leave is the number one concern.
The House passed a separate provision Wednesday to provide the sick days, but the Senate would have to do the same. Some Republicans say they shouldn't be involved in the first place.
This administration is asking the federal government to use the force of federal law to impose contract terms that the workers have voted against.
The Democratic chairman of a House panel that will get 6 years of former President Trump's tax records indicates there will be something made public about them before Republicans take control of the House next month. The Treasury Department says it complied with a court order to turn the documents over to the Ways and Means Committee. Now to the Deep South, where people in several states are cleaning up from violent weather that included tornadoes. At least two people in Alabama were killed when a tree crashed into their mobile home. Brooke Blair lives in Wetumpka, Alabama, where damage is widespread.
We had neighbors and first responders knocking on our door, checking if we were okay and stuff. So very grateful that everybody was okay.
In Hawaii, the stunning beauty of the Mauna Loa volcanic eruption is grabbing attention. But now, as CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us, there's concern that a major highway could soon be in peril.
Two active vents are shooting fountains of lava into the air and feeding glowing rivers of molten rock down the mountainside.
I've waited my whole life to see this.
Although the flow is slow moving, it's still persistent, and emergency managers are ramping up their planning.
It's very high probability that this lava flow, if it continues, will definitely reach the road. So we're looking at about 2 days out.
But despite the risk Mauna Loa poses, it's a unique chance to see how nature creates new land.
Overseas, some Chinese cities are now easing COVID restrictions as police have stepped up patrols in some of them. Demonstrations have largely died down since the weekend when some protest leaders called for President Xi to step down.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There was a vigil last night at the University of Idaho for the four students who were killed in a home near campus. Stacy Chapin, whose son Ethan was one of the victims, said it's a reminder key moments with loved ones are important.
Make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
Police now say they no longer think one or all of the students was targeted, and it's unclear how long the investigation will take. Relatives of three people killed late last week in Southern California are speaking out. Police say they were killed by a Virginia sheriff's deputy who posed as a 17-year-old online to catfish a teenage girl and abduct her, her aunt, Michelle Blandon.
When you are talking to your children about the dangers of their online actions, tell our story, not out of fear, but out of example of something that did happen.
The girl, whose mother and grandparents were killed, is in protective custody. The 28-year-old Virginia man died by suicide during a shootout with police. A Los Angeles judge has declared a mistrial at the rape trial of That 70s Show actor Danny Masterson after jurors said they were deadlocked. He's charged with the rape of three women, including a former girlfriend. A retrial is set for March, but Masterson's attorneys plan to seek a dismissal of the case. As the Federal Reserve Chairman spoke yesterday at the Brookings Institution, the stock market soared, going from negative territory to a more than 700-point rise for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and a nearly 4.5% gain for the NASDAQ. Analyst Art Hogan says he signaled a slowdown in the pace of interest rate hikes.
For Jay Powell to come out and actually lean into the consensus that the Fed is likely to raise rates by 50 basis points versus 75 basis points really helped investors feel a bit more confident about getting back in the market.
On social media, singer Stevie Nicks says she lost her best friend in the whole world since the first day of 1975 with the death of Fleetwood Mac bandmate Christine McVie. McVie wrote and sang many of the group's mega hits of the 1970s and 80s. Rolling Stone contributing editor Anthony DeCurtis.
She had a very easy way, both with her lyrics, in her delivery, in her whole style. You know, there's a kind of very basic honesty in her singing.
Her family says McVie died at a hospital after a short illness. She was 79.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A parenting website is predicting what baby names will take hold in 2023.
As usual, Nameberry is betting a lot of moms and dads will take their cues from celebrities.
When I'm away from you.
Look for Billy, as in Eilish, Cosmo for Scarlett Johansson's little boy, and Jolene for Dolly Parton's smash hit.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Also on the rising stars list, Archie, after Harry and Meghan's firstborn, Elio, Linus, and Luxury, too. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Reports say Rose Bowl game organizers have cleared the way for the college football playoff to expand to 12 teams from the current four starting in the 2024 season. They indicate they're willing to alter existing agreements to make it happen. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.